From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The federal government is going to court over a ban on stem cell research. NPR's Kerry Johnson has details.
Justice Department lawyers will ask an appeals court in Washington to overturn a temporary ban on federal funding for human embryo projects. A judge on Monday imposed a preliminary injunction on the government and concluded that two researchers challenging the Obama stem cell policy stood a good chance of success as the case moved ahead in the courts. The ruling by Judge Royce Lamber threw the research community into chaos. Scientists have been struggling to understand the implications of a funding stoppage. Now the administration says it will seek to lift the preliminary injunction while it appeals Lambert's ruling to a higher court. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Agriculture Department official Shirley Sherrod says she is accepting government apologies, but she says she cannot return to the agency. Sherrod was ousted by her boss, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, over alleged racist remarks, which later turned out to have been taken out of context. Sherrod says she may do some work as a consultant for the agency, but says not right away.
I think I can be helpful to him and the department if I just take a little break and look at how I can be more helpful in the future.
A conservative blogger posted excerpts from a speech Sherrod gave. However, she said her remarks were meant as a lesson in racial tolerance. President Obama has called Sherrod to express his regret over the incident. National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 27% in July to just under 4 million. As Danielle Carson reports, analysts say the huge drop is largely because the federal home buyer tax credit is no longer available.
Analysts predicted a big tumble in home sales after the tax subsidy expired, but not this steep. Still, Congress is likely to balk at the prospect of rolling out a second round of tax credits to reel in new buyers. But with so much of the economy linked to the housing market, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, says lawmakers may have little choice.
Just within the first few minutes of this being released, the pressure on Washington to come up with some new stimulus is remarkable. There's a real clamor emerging from the economics community.
Analysts say the housing market won't get on stronger footing unless the overall economy improves, and that's not likely to happen anytime soon. They expect the government to report on Friday that the country's gross domestic product slowed to under 1.5% in the second quarter. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Those weak numbers weighed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 133 points to end the session at 10,040. That was a decline of more than 1%. The Nasdaq was down 35 points to close at 2,123. The Standard & Poor's 500 also lost ground today, down 15 points to close at 1,051. You're listening to NPR. Rescue workers in Chile are continuing their efforts to dig an escape shaft for 33 miners trapped for 19 days deep inside a gold and copper mine, though some government officials are already saying it may be months before the miners are freed. A video camera threaded a deep underground mine shaft today and captured the first images of the miners who are 2,000 feet below the surface. Currently, officials are using the small shaft to keep the miners alive, lowering food, water, and medicine to them. Miners have been able to get fresh air through ventilation shafts that remain open and access drinking water that is in storage tanks. Officials in Somalia say Islamist insurgents stormed a hotel in the capital of Mogadishu, killing at least 31 people, including six lawmakers and five government troops. NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton reports.
The gunmen attacked Muna Hotel near Somalia's presidential palace, leading to a frenzied hour-long gun battle with the security forces. Witnesses describe dead bodies strewn throughout the hotel and guests scrambling to safety through windows. The raid came less than 24 hours after Somalia's hardline Al-Shabaab militia, with links to Al-Qaeda, threatened a massive war against African peacekeepers in Mogadishu. The UN and the African Union support the frail interim government there. Somali ministers vowed Sunday to drive the militants out of the capital, but the government controls very little territory in Mogadishu, most of which is under Al-Shabaab's authority. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Known as a sport for the country club set, tennis is having one of its biggest boosts in popularity in recent years. According to the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association, the number of Americans playing tennis has increased by 43% since 2000. Experts say entry-level rackets selling at low prices are getting people back on the courts. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.